How are you doing this Friday, baby girl?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Got me a busy weekend of working doubles at my 9-to-5, you know, because as premium smokers know, you know, some of us do have 9-to-5. We have life outside of this wonderful thing we call porn, sex work, wherever you want to fall on the side effects and everything. And I see that you work with my friend of the show, Mr. Grayson. How was it working with him?
He's really cool. I don't got no complaints for working with him. He's the first porn star I ever worked with. Well, really the only porn star I worked with. He made me feel comfortable. So yeah, it was no complaints.
Yeah, because sometimes the first experience can shape what the rest of our experience in the business might be.
Right. You
know, or well, actually not even that, but shape how we'll move forward in the business. Because I didn't hear, you know, horror stories of girls that had that first experience, did content trade, didn't get the content and stuff like that and everything. So shoot. So what was it that made him, that about him, that made you say, you know, okay, I fuck with you?
It was all about how he approached me. I remember when he first texted me and he wanted to talk about content and we got on the phone. You know, he was basically an open book. I was able to ask any questions I wanted. He gave me tips in this industry.
Oops, went out on.
Sorry. I'm here now.
Okay, we back. They used to this, but go ahead.
Okay. I seen his work. I went on his page and, you know, I was looking around. I mean, I heard some things about him before I worked with him, but I went on his page. I seen what I liked. I like what I seen. Sorry. Then we got on the phone. We was on the phone for a little minute. And I was just asking questions like how long he been in this industry for. And then, like, I just liked the, you know, his vibe. You know, he wasn't, you know, like how I thought he would have been, like what people were saying about him before I got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, because it, sometimes people, because I had a situation recently, and sometimes people go off of what other people say instead of sometimes taking the opportunity to check it out for themselves, you know, period. And a good thing that you did, because you was able to get some very needed experience with this business, what have you. So with you, why didn't you feed into what people were saying?
Because some of the things they were saying just didn't add up to me. Like, you know, they were saying that, you know, he's abusive to women if, you know, they said no, or, you know, he was going to have people, you know, come after people and stuff. And I'm like, you know, if that's the case, like, why haven't I heard anything from those females that, you know, he was around or whatever? Nobody, no female has ever came to me and said he did anything weird like that. And the vibe that I got from him when I was talking to him, he didn't give me the vibe that, you know, my life is in danger or something bad is gonna happen. You know, so I was like, yeah, you know, he's, you know, he seemed cool, but yeah, I don't like to go based off of what other people say, especially if there's no, you know, no proof with it.
Yeah, because sometimes when someone, because I've been in that position, you know, from my days in the business, where producers bad mouth me, or even female talent. And when people came to work with me, they say, well, damn, they ain't nothing like what you said. But then when they met the motherfucker that bad mouth me, they were like, oh, they were everything that you said, though. So with that being said, smokers, welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. I am Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, a.k.a. the porn rap star. Find all my links with one link, all my links, .com/pornrapstar. Let me tell you about four sponsors that we have. The first one being the Facebook LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And the new home of the Premium Smoke Room, as well as for you content creators, 90% profit. No hashtag. You don't have to worry about getting bumped off like you do on OnlyFans. And for your consumers, a new place to consume your AAA content, and it's black owned. I'm talking about none other than Excite Bunny. voiceover.com. And last but not least, award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about VoiceOver with Smut, and they even have an award-nominated, and hopefully by this time, award-winning virtual reality side of their site. I'm talking about none other than blusherotica.com. Also, we're a proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shop, gwdistrict.com, and buy something. Why don't you? Also, check me out in the mornings, 5 days out of the week, at fullswapradio.com. Also, I'm on the skyhawkafterdarktv.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, I'm going to sit back with this gorgeous, sexy newbie who seems like she took the dish like a fish take the motherfucking water to be getting my strip. And yeah, she got very nasty potential. Introduce herself. Go ahead, dog.
Hello, I'm May the Goat. That's what they call me on Twitter, OnlyFans. I'm an upcoming content creator. Mm-hmm. I would like to be a porn star eventually. I always liked this sex industry. I wanted to learn more about it. This is like my first full year in doing this. And so far I've been liking it. You know, it's some down, you know, but it's mainly been a lot of praise, a lot of positive things that happened to me since I've been in here. So I get to see where it goes, where my career goes, and hopefully I succeed.
No doubt. So is the goat because it's because your throat that's why you got the goat, man?
No. I call myself the goat because I'll take it, you know. I don't like to back down from a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm good with my throat. I'm good, you know, taking dick. I'm good with writing, you know, all that is all on my Twitter, my OnlyFans. You know, I always like a challenge. So that was another reason why I wanted to work with him too, because, you know, he has a bigger size. So I wanted to see if I could, you know, handle it.
Okay. So let's go in the time machine, even though we ain't going so far back. Mm-hmm. What got you into this? I know you said that you always wanted to, some would do it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Or had an interest in it. What got you into it?
Actually, it was my friend in real life. She was doing content before me, and I just remember one day she was just telling me how much money she was making. She was getting a lot of followers on here on Twitter, and I asked her, you know, like, you know, should I do this? You know, do you think I should do this? She told me yeah. So, you know, she helped me along the way. So it was just from her, you know, she the one that put me onto it. She really talked me into it. So, and now I'm in it, and she's not really in it anymore, but.
Wait a second. Hold on. She got you in it. Now she ain't in it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's a bullshit. This motherfucker can get your ass in the drug game. And then, yeah, I'm retired, dog.
Yeah, like, I'm out. Yeah, that's
you can all take the keys, motherfucker. But I know that was something. I know that was a conversation. How the fuck you go quick? Bitch, you got me in this shit. I'm still happy. So, I mean, but see, some people, when they get the business, they don't treat it as a business. It's more of a hustle or an end of a means, and that ain't what this business is about. You ain't going to make money in this business that way.
Right.
You know, period. Because you are the product for the most part, everything, and you know what I'm saying, you've been sex symbol. You all of this, you know, period. So with you, like, I guess when you started, when she told you to get the OnlyFans, because I'm pretty with the OnlyFans, what type of video was you doing at first?
At first it was mainly solo masturbation videos I was doing. I was doing a lot of videos with dildos, mm-hmm. And then eventually I started doing collabs. So my first one was, I think it was a twerking video I made.
Everyone's going to do a twerk video. I'm
going to
test it out with
a twerk video. Yeah, I just tested it out, and I was asking her, like, should I post this? She was like, yeah, post that. You know, they like basically whatever. I was like, okay, so I did that, and then I started getting toys and stuff.
So shoot, so I always wondered, why don't girls ever, you know, ask the man for daddy with the finger? You know, it's all about the toy. God, it would look at your feet like it was, it was cool, but yet weird to see that she was touching herself, playing with herself with her finger. You feel me? Because majority of times, the girls with toys or what have you. So you do ever do any video with just your finger?
Yeah, I got some videos with just my fingers. Actually, a lot of people like that. They don't really like dildos too much. So I try to make videos for like certain like audiences. So try to get like a variety of stuff on there.
So shoot, so Nick Grace, he was your first official porn star, but you had done collabo videos prior to that, correct?
Yeah, I did. I did one collab before him.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. With this collab, was it who was the talent? You ain't got to give a name if you don't want to or what have you. You know, how did you find that talent? Was it a homeboy? Was it just someone that you bumped into? You know, how did that come about?
Well, actually, I met that dude through Spaces. I host Spaces a lot, and he was in my space a lot. We was talking for a little while, mm-hmm. and once I realized that he was in New York City. I was like, okay, you know, you're only 4 hours away from me, you know, the vibe was good and all. So I had went out there, you know, I made the content. The content was good, but I had to stop dealing with him because he started getting attached to me. And I was telling him, like, you know, this is just a business, you know, I didn't come in here looking for love or anything like that. So I had took all like me and his content down. And he kind of gave me a bad taste in my mouth about doing collabs. I was skeptical about doing collabs, mm-hmm. but eventually I ended up doing the collab with.
So you ran into a dude that was in this for pussy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you learned a valuable lesson, didn't you, young lady?
Yeah.
No, because I tell females, you want to work with professionals.
Right.
Because they do this. It's because a lot of the guys that get in and the way that the business is now, it's easy for people to get in. So they, and yes, I'm about to say groom because I'm old school, and no, if you want to be triggered, one, I apologize, but damn it, grooming ain't always bad. Back to my point, men, we was groomed to be in the business. Meaning that we understood she's here because she wants to fuck us on camera, not because she wants to actually fuck us. Even though she might want to fuck us, but it's for a purpose. It ain't just because she wanted some damn dick. Right. You know, and a lot of guys don't understand that. So it was like, what was some of his shit he was doing that made you just feel like, okay, this, damn.
The first situation was, I was in a space with him and another guy that I really wanted to work with, he seen our content and he started asking him questions like, you know, would you want to work with May? And like, should I work with her and stuff like that? And the dude was like, no, you shouldn't work with her. You know, she's not worth it. You know, just, you know, trying to trash talk me in a way. And I had asked him in the DMs, I said, why would you say that to him? Like, I really want to work with him. And he said, the reason why I said that is because I didn't want you working with anybody else. I want to be the only dude that was doing content with you. And I went off on him. I went off on him because I'm like, you're fucking with my money and like, you know, my reputation, like, especially because I'm brand new in this shit. Like, you're supposed to, you know, let him know the truth. And he was like, okay, I can tell the dude, you know, I apologize. And I'm like, nah, it's too late now. Like, that nigga probably gonna think
And then you want to be honest, depending upon how prominent of a talent he might have been, a producer, that might have cut you off with a lot of shit.
Because
you got to have the leeway, even if you're in a relationship with another content creator. It's like, okay, I'm just going to keep it 100. I understand that there's females that choose to just film with their man. They want to do this. But if you really want to take off, you have to work outside of that.
Right.
You know, I tell females, know where you want to go when you step in here. Or at some point, figure out where you want to go. Because then you'll move better versus you just doing it blindly. You might get yourself screwed over. So, But trust me, 95% of the dudes in this business is lames. Yeah, I said. So shoot. So with that being said, now you work with work with Dick Grayson, which is on the other end of the scale. Like this dude here, you thought he was cool. Dick Grayson, you heard he was terrible, but then you find out he was cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. So how does now you choose the guys that you will be shooting with? What's their criteria? And it has to be more than bubblegum and the big dick.
Right, yeah. I think it's more about how the dude would approach me and how he wanted to do content with me. Even like some big names, you know, I won't say too many, but like,
I mean, you got a fans, you know, I mean, they do listen to the damn show. I mean, really.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, don't come to me saying that my, you know, my ass is fat and all, like, no, you just say, you know, you like my content, you want to work with me, you know. I want to talk to another person that you did a collab with, you know, a woman. I want to hear what she has to say, like, what was her experience? Like, even though our experiences probably won't be the same, we're two different women, but I like to get a feel for the person before I, you know, eventually do a collab with them. I want to get to know them a little bit before I, you know, end up doing this content with them. So that's how I like to go about it. And, you know, if I see any red flags, I'm like, nah, I don't want to work with you anymore.
Now, do you want someone that is experienced? Because a lot of time girls choose to just deal with whatever content creator might hit them up. He might be cute. She want to fuck him. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But do you take into account his experience as well as his track record? Because like Dick Grayson, you saw he had a track record. You saw that he was the experienced talent or what have you. So it's kind of like, how much do you take that into account?
I take that in a lot, experience-wise, because working with the first dude I worked with and worked with Grayson, I will work with somebody who's already in this industry, somebody who's been here preferably longer than I have, because they know more about the ins and outs of things, and they can give me advice. Compared to a dude that just got in here, he probably don't know the ins and outs, and you know, and I'm still new, you know, I'm still learning, so that's why I prefer somebody who's experienced.
Oh yeah, for sure. So should we about to get into fun questions, Smokers? Give it a second, just give it a second. we got to marinate you first. We got to get you sized up. Good shit. So now, with that being said, I'm just going to cut to the chase. How far you want to take this? Because you have some girls that come to business. It's just, I want to make enough money, you know what I'm saying? I can pay all these bills. And then, you know, when, you know, I get tired, you know, I go get me a 9-to-5. Or they quit because someone found out. All this. Where do you want to take this? And how far you want to take it?
I want to be a household name. I want people to know who I am. Like I said, you know, I always liked the sex industry. You know, I'm still learning about it. But this is not like a 9-to-5 to me. Like, I'm on this shit, like, every day. You know, I'm promoting, getting followers, getting money. Like, you know, this year I want to start going to more events, making appearances, working with more people. You know, this is not just like a little hustling kind of thing.
And hey, you in New York.
I'm in upstate New York, yeah. I'm not in the city.
Oh, have mercy. Girl, you're going to have a nice 2024. I'm just saying. because New York got a strong porn community.
Yeah.
They got a nice, like, very strong, you know what I'm saying, for years. I can go back all the way back to Busted Baby Dolls. Y'all know. I done been in New York, so I know what it is. So with that being said, now, because you're running the OnlyFans, how often do you film to keep up with updates?
In a week's time, I record at least 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. And I record sometimes a little over an hour long, and I'll just, you know, break the videos down. Like, I'll try to set time out to record for a couple hours, and then I'll start editing and posting.
So this is solo?
I'm mainly solo, yes.
Do the hour work Damn, Solo. How do you stay motivated? I mean, look, I can't help you though. But at some point, I'm just saying, it's hard to move. And I'm talking about, as a man, I tried to do the solo videos. I just couldn't do it. So, I mean, I'm just saying, so how do you stay motivated within that time frame?
I got like a list of ideas that I'd be trying to do. So I'll just, you know, go based off of that, solo wise. And, I try to be as creative as I can doing it. And that's why I said, like, I want to do more collabs. I don't want to be solo, anymore. So that's why I
want
to, like,
you want a body attached to today. You get what I'm saying? You want to hear some moaning and some groaning.
Yeah.
Who has a reaction?
Yeah, I like all that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, don't get it twisted. It's good to have solo content to give us some variety. It's just what I hate is when girls melding in with their solos. Because if you're going to do a bunch of solos, you have to be creative with your solos before it ends up bleeding and then you bore your fan base.
Right.
You know? So, right. While collabs is a little bit different. But then you can bore them with the collabs depending on what type of collabs you're doing. So I'm just telling people, bump your shit up. Give me some stories, please. But anyway, so with that being said, so do you do anal?
No.
Don't do anal. And are you into looking to dibble into the more extreme side of things, such as gangbangs, blowbangs? I'm pretty sure you had no issues with doing threesomes.
Yeah, I don't got a problem with threesomes. I do, eventually I do want to do a gangbang.
Ooh, okay. So what would be your perfect gangbang? How many dudes?
Well, I would say maybe five.
Five, that's modest. Mm. That's wise. But who knows? Your butt might get that five. Like, you know something? I think I can do 10. No, because see, the beauty of our business is give us the grace of discovery of our sexuality. Right. Things that we may not be thought we was into. We may not be into we was into. Trust me, I done talked to plenty of females that rediscovered themselves after the divorce. You know, so it's like when you shot with him, because of course the first guy you shot with, I'm pretty sure it was not like shooting with Dick.
Right.
So with that being said, how much you saw that what you saw as porn, it is more work than the people think.
It is a lot more work than people think. It is a lot more. When I got in here, how my friend made it seem like, she told me it's just, you know, a little ring light and, you know, you take pictures, you do some videos and you post it. It is so much more to it. Like, this is like a 24-hour job, you know, people want stuff all the time, different needs, you know, you got to constantly promote, you know, it's a lot of competition out there. You got to stand out from the crowd. You know, it's a lot of women in like my demographic. So, you know, I got to try to stand out. So it's a lot. And then it's time consuming. And then you got, you know, the trolls, you got people that want to work with you, you know, people who come in, you know, trying to, you know, basically dick ride you. So it's a lot. It is a lot more than just.
Not only that, the other side of it is, you actually did an actual factual shoot with Dick Grayson. With Dick Grayson, yes. Correct. Mm. People think when we do scenes that it's easy.
No. No, it is difficult, especially trying to get the right angle. You gotta get the right lighting. You gotta be in the right position. You gotta know how long you want the video to be. It's the editing. You know, it's so much that goes into it than just take your clothes off and just start fucking. So,
it's I tell people it's methodical. sometimes girls don't even have orgasms when they do shoots.
Right.
So period. The only orgasm that matters is really ours. But right. Most, you know, period. But it's as you do more shoots, it'll become second nature to you.
Right.
What's some of the things that you want to, as far as fetish wise, or even film wise, you want to dip into or try if you've been looking into?
I want to start doing, I want to start getting into anal. I want to get into that. I want to get into different types of fetishes. I can't name off the top of my head right now, but it's just been a crazy day for me. But I want to, you know, go into like a little bit more extreme. I feel like right now I'm just doing like the bare minimum right now. I feel like I got more potential. I feel like I can get nastier, and that's what I really want to tap into. And start doing like going to collab houses, going to orgies. I want to really dive into this, you know.
Because content houses is a good source or what have you. But the thing of it is smokers. Should I give a little consultation? A small consultation on that? Yeah, I think I should give a little knowledge to take with her, you know. Because, you know, if I interview, I interview newbies, veterans, or what have you. And if you're new to my interview, that means you got potentials, because I know if people see you, yeah. So, with you, for what I've seen with you, you have very great potential.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have great potential. Trust me, please. You know, period. So shoot, but even more so, it's like I tell females, remember this, you are a sex symbol. You must evolve within this business, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do everything the first year. Because the point being is you take the fans on a journey with you through your career, you know, hands down. Because, like, even with you up in New York, shoot her. Artemis. Black Rose. Shouts out to that dude. Mm-hmm. Blackout. Those cats, they doing some things up there. You know, like I said, tell females don't be afraid to reach out to people. Because closed mouths don't get fed. You know?
Right.
But like I said, because understand this, and I have this conversation all the time, which I'm about to ask you this. Did you realize there's a physical, did you ever realize when you was about to shoot with Grayson, did you do a physical prep to prepare you for this shoot?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I had like this whole... routine I did. I was talking to one of my friends from Twitter, you know, like, how should I prepare myself, just, you know, physically, mentally, because, like, you know, he's 4 hours away from me, so, you know, she told me some, you know, some of the things I can do, you know, getting myself in the mood, getting myself ready, and I just, you know, I listened to her, I, you know, I got some stuff, and, Then I got ready.
see, nah, because if people don't, it was funny. Someone on Facebook was like, "What mental prep?" I said, "What physical prep?" I said, "Really?" Because understand this, even to the point, girls that do anal just don't go on set. And get a dick shoved in their ass. They prime their ass for a week before they walk on that set. Dudes, these have fluff girls.
Yeah.
Some of the game plays actually got fluff girls. Why you playing? Stop playing. Still to this day.
Yeah. Because I was really nervous, you know, because I'm like, he a porn star, you know, I'm not, You know, I was like, I don't even know, like, what he expecting from me, somebody that, you know, is brand new in here, and I didn't know what I was expecting from him. You know, I never fucked a porn star before, so I didn't know what I was expecting. So, my friend, you know, she really helped me out. Like, she was on the phone with me that whole day. So it was an experience.
I tell females this anytime. The key to this business is be the biggest slut you can be. That's the whole point.
Right.
I'm sorry, interview her. They asked her why she became a Hall of Famer. And they asked her how she survived 10 years. She said, because I'm a complete slut on camera. You know, because this is the moment that you can be as nasty as you want, as freaky as you want, and there ain't no judgment.
Right.
You know, period.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the people want to see, what have you. So, see. So, what fetishes? Because I know we talked about it, we mentioned a little bit of fetishes, what have you. Well, even outside of fetishes, what other things within the spectrum of porn and sex work with the sites or what have you? Because I know how OnlyFans and everything is popping. Do you use to make money within this spectrum, such as custom videos? Do you go live? Anything of that nature, what have you?
Yeah, I go live on OnlyFans. I do custom videos, pictures, FaceTimes, phone sex, sexting, dick rates, jack off instruction. Pretty much anything they want.
So I'm gonna ask you this. So have you been one of them girls that were doing the little dick rating on Spaces?
Yeah.
See, people, I mean people though, see.
Yeah, I did.
So now we might have a real conversation on this one. How in the fuck did that shit work? On Spaces. They had to Spaces. I was in that bitch dying. I said, you know something. These are busting ass niggas out here.
Okay, so what they'll do is they'll come into space, they'll hear like me and my friends talking, and they'll DM one of us saying they want a dick rate. So then they will either send your dick picture to our DMs, or he'll post it in the Jumbotron, and then like we will stop the whole space. Like it could be a whole conversation going on. We like, y'all, hold on, we got to do this real quick. And then like, you know, everybody would mute the space. I'll mute it, and then either me or my friend, she will, you know, start talking about it, digging, and she'll be like, okay, now we can carry on to the conversation. And then he'll, you know, the dude will just go.
You know, and y'all split that.
Yeah.
Y'all split that. Oh shit.
Yeah. So they buy a group rating. Yeah, they split. Otherwise, they'll just pay one of us.
And, now understand this: they're not asking your girls to give them any good reviews.
Nope. It don't matter, even if it's bad, if I be like, this is the ugliest, smallest dick I ever seen in my life, they like it. They be like, okay, thank you. They'll go.
So, I mean, to a certain extent, it's kind of like, you kind of dibbling, that's kind of a dominatrix type of thing.
Yes.
People don't realize, because it's just funny. So it sent a wayward dick picture. The lady got tired. Said, okay, then I will rate this bitch. Send me $50.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So who came up with the idea to do it on who came up with the idea to do that on Spaces?
I think when I first started making Spaces, I think a year or two ago, I was with this girl. She was my co-host all the time. And she was like, you know, I'd be doing dick rates outside the space. Like, why don't we start doing that in here? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it in here. I mean, sometimes we don't be talking. We always be chit-chatting. Like, it won't be no real conversation going on. So why not? We can make money and be in the space at the same time. And I just been doing it ever since. So.
It's like I just tested it once just to see how it works, what have you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I be seeing you on the whole how to speak. So it's kind of like, because I also figure, how can I put this? How does spaces fit within your brand?
Oh, you said how the spaces what?
How do spaces fit within your brand? Because you technically right now have a brand. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah. Spaces is a opportunity for me to make more money and for me to promote talking to my homegirls. But a lot of people, they know me as, doing the content and hosting spaces. You know, that's what I've been doing when I first got in here. My first space was with Jay Hilfiger. He was the first dude I was in the space with. And then I just started making them. And then I just been, doing it ever since. So people kind of know me from spaces, hosting them.
Yeah, you got a couple of new subscribers from and everything, huh?
Oh yeah.
So shoot. So with that, because I mean we don't know necessarily what you got outside your life, what have we even got to discuss that. But how do you balance personal from business? Because this business, this chase for that bag can be very, very stressful.
Yeah, it's very time consuming. Yeah. Well, outside of this, I'm a mother. You know, I go to school, I'm in college, and I also work a 9-to-5. So I'm usually on here late night. When I'm home, kids sleep, then that's my time to, get on Twitter, do my promoting. When my kids are not here, I'm doing my recording. That's why I try to take out some time to, record. And I just, I try to make it work. Like, the job that I got, my outside job, it don't really require me to do too much. So I can still be on Twitter, like while I'm working, I'm doing this too, working too. And then there are some times where I just got to take some time off of Twitter because, I have to deal with, real life stuff. So,
oh, yeah. Because people don't, even to a certain extent, even with talent, don't realize that some of us is married, got girlfriends, wives, 9-to-5. Shit, I actually talked from, y'all know I interviewed, Bella Lexi, the lady that got fired for being a cop, what I'm saying? We have lives outside of this shit, even before, or what have you. So with you, because, with also the spaces, that's also outside of the realm of porn. So what are some of the things that you're looking at that you would like to try or dibble dabble in that's outside that realm? What I'm saying?
Outside of spaces or outside of porn?
No, film industry, yeah.
I'm in school, so I'm trying to get into this other industry I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to get into criminal justice. That's I'm in school for that. Outside of porn.
You might be doing porn and have her own law for porn stars. I just read these damn states acting.
Yeah. That's actually one of my content ideas. I want to fucking.
No, that would be hot.
Yeah.
Because it's no truth be told. When I did porn, I always did role play scenes. I never liked doing straight fuck scenes because I wanted to give them a story with the shit, period. And I tell females once again, part of being the sex symbol is them imagining you as different type women.
Right.
If I can see you as a lawyer, period, and that can be a niche, what have you, because the 6 minute wanna fuck talking style TikTok porn, it's kind of dying out. People want to see some real shit now, some good quality stuff. So I mean, I'm curious. Is something telling me, yeah, I'm curious to see what you come up with that lawyer shit, though.
Yeah, that's on the agenda.
So, and good. And yes, and I'm going to say, please. Heels. I mean, I understand you got beautiful toes, but you know, y'all ladies need to realize part of the game is wearing heels, too. But no, but I'm going to say it is, though. People don't realize how hard it is for y'all to do the damn solos, though. I laugh when I look at y'all pictures. You know which one I'm talking about is, oh, damn, front and center, actually. At the top of your page, I said, yeah, she had to work to get that picture in. I already know.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot.
No doubt. I ain't even go front, so. But, I'm going to ask you this. Are you into BDSM, bondage, open to it, submissive?
I'm open to it. Yeah, I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I prefer to get dominated. So I want to tap more into the BDSM things. I want to start tapping into that. Broadening my horizons, seeing, you know, experiencing more things than what I've been doing.
So now I'm asking you this, because mm-hmm. of course you are new, and how are you going to balance comfortability with willing to try to gain more in this business? You get what I'm saying? Because the reason why I say that, now you have the possibility of who you might shoot content with, but also the possibility of paid gigs.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know I am open to a lot of things, but I think I just really need to be communicative with what I want. And everybody know about the safe word. You know, I'll tell people when I start collabing that, you know, I wouldn't mind trying certain stuff, like, you know, how anal, I never did that, but I'm open to it. So I want to try stuff. I just need to be communicative about it. And if I'm not comfortable with it, I'll just be like, nah, I'm not comfortable with this. But or if I want to try, I'll be like, yeah, let me, you know, go slow at first. Let me see if I really like it. And then, you know, if I like it, then I'll let you know. So just, I'm all about being communities.
I know this, but I am looking forward to see where you head. Because what I've seen, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more. You know, I can't wait to see you definitely do the pretty girl pictures, as we like to call in the industry. Yeah, because I see some potential. I like the black and white one that I saw.
The black and white one?
Yeah, I like that one. That
was Thank you.
Well, most definitely. So, people, we came to the end of another wonderful episode. But you know, before we go to the little particular, ending particulars, you know I got to ask her the $1 million question, right? Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Can I what?
Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Yeah.
See, you heard it first. She'll be back here on the Smokers Lounge. And don't worry, Premium Smokers, we're bringing her to Excite Buddy if she's down for it. To the Premium Smoke Room. Y'all know what it is. 3 tiers. 5 premium podcasts. 3 sexy hosts for you to enjoy. And you know what happens in the Premium Smoke Room. It gets more candid, gets more provocative, gets more honest, it gets more real. Tits might come out, dildos might come out. You don't know, especially since me no longer are on Spotify. We're on Excite Buddy, so the girls can really cut up as much as they want to. And we also going to talk some real ass shit. So don't think it's just tits. No, we're going to give you a mental orgasm on top of that, buddy.
Oh, wow.
So, with that being said, Miss Sexy Ass Lady, Tell everybody where they can spend their money on you.
You said, tell them where?
Tell them where they can spend that money on you.
Oh, I do. I accept Cash App. I accept Apple Pay, Zelle, and Venmo. I do Venmo too.
Girl, we don't give them that OnlyFans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant payment.
Everything. 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 Everything.
I'm on OnlyFans, Pornhub, Xvideos. I'm on Twitter. I got a mini viz and Fansly. I'm about to start putting some stuff out there. But right now, I'm mainly on OnlyFans right now.
See, there you go, people. So y'all need to go find her and check her out. For all you talents and companies that watch my shit, I need to book her because she has great potential, people, and a nice ass. And a nice set of books that hopefully we might get to see in the premium smoke room. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day, people. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? We haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Say goodbye to them, man.
Bye, y'all.